The following is a paid program on this station.
Cairo Radio was paid a fee to air the following program. All information discussed on the following program is for general information purposes only and does not constitute legal advice or create an attorney-client relationship. Prior to acting on any legal matter, you should seek legal advice from a qualified legal attorney who can evaluate your situation and advise you accordingly.
Welcome to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH. Your Partner in Law is brought to you in part by the law firm Gregorick & Associates PLLC. Charting your course to a secure future, Your Partner in Law starts now. Here's your host, Rick Gregorick.
All righty. Welcome to Your Partner in Law. Hey, KTTH, folks, you get us all to yourself today. Oops.
Yeah, plus some sportscasting in the background.
Whatever can I say? Anyhow, this is Rick Gregorick. You're listening to Your Partner in Law, brought to you every Sunday morning by law firm of Gregorick & Associates. I've got Scott Ralston in with me today. And, you know, we've got a really big event coming up, and it's our signature event of the year. It's called Retirement Roundtable. You've probably been hearing some of the ads. You're going to hear lots more of them coming up. But I wanted to talk a little bit about why do we do these big events and why do we think it's important? And it's important because I think there is so much misinformation. I hate to use the word fake news, but for lack of a better term, perhaps, misleading
Misinformation
or information that you have to qualify somehow. You know, these blanket statements of everyone should do this or all do that. I mean, we all know that's probably nonsense. There's not a lot of things that all of us must do. But when we say all of us must do some sort of estate or life plan, well, that is true. Either you accept the government's defaults, which most of you don't find very attractive once you know about them, or you take control of your own life and situation and do your own planning. And it's through the integration of planning where you're going to get success. Success isn't necessarily avoiding the impending illness or things that may affect you later in life. But what we want to do is affect the outcomes of those events when they do occur, such that people are prepared. I mean, if you have to go into the hospital and be discharged into a rehabilitation center, and sometime, you know, 30, 60, 90, 100 days later, you find out that you're going to have to go into some sort of institutional care, either for rehabilitation or possibly permanently. And at that moment in time, your family, your spouse, your children, whoever your financial fiduciaries are, your healthcare folks, if you have them down on paper properly, they'll know what to do. They'll have the tools to act.
Yeah, let's talk about this a little further. I mean, you know, this is what we are so about at our firm, Gregorick & Associates. We work with our clients to get together integrated planning. And, you know, this happens to almost everybody eventually. It is just an unfortunate reality of life, is that at some point we are not going to be able to make our own decisions. We are not going to be able to handle our own affairs. We're going to need people to help us. It is just a reality. Very few of us, especially in this day and age of modern medicine, suddenly pass away. And of course, you should have an estate plan if you suddenly pass away, but most of us don't suddenly pass away. We pass away as a result of natural causes or a long bout with some sort of an ailment. Oftentimes, as we get older and older and medicine gets better and better, our medical professionals are able to treat our bodies, but they are still just not able to treat our minds. And so many of us end up in situations where we end up in some form of care facility or needing care at home. And you need to plan for that. You need to plan for that with your legal documents, which is what we are about. We are about advising you on your legal documents and your legal options and your estate planning. whether it's a trust or a will-based plan, getting your powers of attorney together, et cetera. We help you with that. But there's a bunch of other professionals that you need sitting at that table. Your accountant, your financial planner, your long-term care insurance representative, possibly your life insurance representative, depending on the type of plan that you have. You know, all of these things come together, and that's what our program is that you're going to be talking about here, Rick, in just a moment, that is coming up on October 7th.
It really is, and it always begs the question, and I think we need to go back to the very beginning and say, what is estate and retirement planning? Because that's really what it's all about.
It's a will.
We work for our lifetimes, and it is a will to do the right thing.
And that's our for those of you that are not regular listeners, that's one of our long running jokes is we constantly get phone calls from individuals that say, I need an estate plan. I need a will. All I need is a simple will. And of course, we start asking questions as attorneys are experienced at doing and working with clients that need an estate plan. And of course, you need some form of a will, but that's just the start of it. That's not an estate plan.
It really is. And what we really want to look at is the integration of all of the different elements of estate and retirement planning, life planning. It gets called lots of different things. I think we started calling it life planning way back about 18 years or so ago on another station across town.
And we called it originally wealth plan.
Wealth planning, life planning, and all these terms.
We transitioned to life plan because, you know, everyone kind of thought of wealth planning as kind of, I guess, you know, maybe a little highbrow or a little snooty or not for me. So we actually changed it to life plan a few years ago. The reason we changed it to life plan is because everybody needs a life plan. Everybody needs a wealth plan too. But life plan is really something that's more accessible for everyone.
Right. And the reason is, you know, if you have a will, the will only talks after you die, after it's been submitted to the court. Up until that time, it's an interesting piece of paper, but it really doesn't have much credibility for many things as a basis of law. So what we really want to focus on, each of us, is what if I have some long-term disability? And long-term is 6 months or more. Think of your life if you were put out of commission for about 6 months and there was nothing you could do. You couldn't get yourself dressed. You couldn't feed yourself. You couldn't get out of bed.
Couldn't manage your financial affairs.
You obviously can't manage your financial affairs. And can you imagine if you didn't set up a proper legal structure for someone to act in your stead? You're going to, let's say you do recover. Maybe it was a car accident. You'd recover. You're recovering to one heck of a mess.
Yeah.
And these are the types of things we want to help people avoid during your lifetime. So your estate, retirement planning, life plan, whatever we call it, it's not important what we call it. Please remember that. It's the process that you go through. It's the documents that you prepare. And what do those documents say? Merely having a document that says power of attorney is not sufficient. You have to have a power of attorney that grants powers that are appropriate, powers that are appropriate in your situation. And so we really want to have some discussions with you on that. And it really does take some discussions. And in those discussions, we want to come out and find out what's really important. We want to inventory the people in your plan. That's always such an important item to make sure that when we, as your attorney, prepare your legal documents. Attorneys can prepare really good documents. But if we put those documents in the wrong hands, someone that doesn't have the skill set, perhaps, maybe someone that doesn't have the moral compass, maybe someone who's in financial trouble themselves.
Well, and maybe, this is really, you know, these you are know, this is issues. The part. This is the part where, you know, I heard something really funny the other day. Google didn't go to law school. Google doesn't have a law degree.
No.
And when people do their own estate plan, they may have an idea of what their estate plan is going to be and who it is that they're going to put in charge. But the problem is that they haven't had the benefit of sitting down and talking with an attorney and having an attorney ask them those hard questions and conducting that back and forth conversation to come up with the appropriate estate plan. You know, the conversation goes oftentimes like this. You know, I got three kids. I have a spouse from a second relationship. My three kids, you know, they don't really get along, and none of them like my new spouse, and my spouse doesn't like them. You know,
now, if any of this sounds familiar to you folks, you know, stay listening.
Yeah, and that conversation, you know, there are things that you need to take into consideration when you put the plan in place. And oftentimes if people do that self-help plan, they don't think about what the potential pitfalls are if they put their spouse in charge. Okay? Because they think, you know, that's the right choice. Or they put their oldest child in charge. We get that a lot. You know, and that can be the wrong choice. And how you come up with the proper choice and the proper estate plan is to sit and have that hard conversation with an attorney and work through all of the different options that you have and come up with a plan that is, you know, one that is a collaborative process with your attorney, where you come up with the right people, the right plan, the right distribution of your estate when you pass away. And before you pass away, you've got all of the powers of attorney in place that are appropriate for your situation.
So, folks, what we're talking about is really putting all of the pieces of your retirement plan together. You cannot do any one thing. So many people think that, oh, I got life insurance, I have an estate plan. Oh, gee, I have a financial advisor, and I've got a few mutual funds and some Vanguard. I have an estate and retirement plan. Folks, those are all elements of an estate plan. Your house is an element of your estate plan. Where are you going to live? That's an element of your estate plan. And we have to look at those things because, you know, let's just take your house that you're living in today. Maybe it's the 5-bedroom with the rec room and the 3-car garage and the picket fence and all that fun stuff. And, you know, it's great when you're raising your kids. But now that you're getting a little older, all those stairs and all that carpet to vacuum and hardwoods to, you know, clean and do all that kind of stuff, many of us start saying, gee, a little smaller might be better, a little downsizing, or maybe I'd like to get in one of those places where I can lock the door, tell security I'll be back in 6 months, and I'm going to head out somewhere. So we just have to do all kinds of things, and someone might hear some little chirps.
How about a pet trust?
How about a pet trust?
Maybe we should talk a little bit about a pet trust.
We could do that. We'll segue on that in a second here. But, folks, what I want to do is invite you out as, you know, come out to Retirement Roundtable. It's October 5th, so not quite a month out. It's coming up quick. It's 9 to 3. It's at Meidenbauer Center. You're going to hear about many of the areas of integration into your estate plan. We're going to talk about finance. We got Tom Koch from Vestry, and he's going to be talking about the science of investing in good times and bad and how to really put things together, how to save money when you're investing and yet have the benefit of professional advice. This is just amazing.
And it's a great program. I don't know, for those of you that have been out there, I would imagine a number of our listeners have had the experience of listening to Tom Koch put with his program. It's a great program.
Yeah, they're talking real money, him and Don McDonald. I mean, they're powerhouses. Don's been on the radio for over 35 years. He was syndicated in over 30 major markets across the country. You know, we've got Capstone Trust is there because so many people are unfamiliar with what would a professional corporate fiduciary, who are they? What are these all scary people or what are they?
And then going back to that scenario that I talked about earlier where you've got, you know, all these different family members that may not get along. That's when you want to start talking to someone like Capstone Trust, because that may be the person that you, or the company, or the person that you put in charge right from the get-go, or the backup with some certain, you know, safeguards in place so that you have that backup designated just in case things don't work out like you would hope they do.
So we've got Steve Elliott from Capstone Trust, and he's gonna give a background of trust. Where do these things come from? What's the idea? And talk about those, and then from a professional's viewpoint from a trust company. He is a state chartered trust, Capstone Trust, so not a federal one. We'll talk about those differences as well. Big differences cost for you, but we're going to do that. We've got lots of other speakers coming out. Scott's going to be talking about some of the pitfalls to avoid.
I am.
Scott's favorite line is, well, in your estate plan, you might be the last. I might be the last person you want to see sometimes, because Scott is our conflict resolution guy and, you know, litigation within estate planning and that. And so, listen, we're going to take a quick break. But while we're on break, yourpartnerinlaw.com is where you get your tickets for Retirement Roundtable. Don't delay.
October
7th. Get them today. We'll be right back.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorick. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorick is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorick and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorick, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high cost of an extended healthcare situation. A lot of people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Don't make this mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you won't become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn all about the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay your estate back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott, who's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. Brian has two classes is coming up Friday, September 20th and Saturday the 21st. Seating's limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. Classes are free, and you'll even get a copy of Brian's book. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Retirement Roundtable is the retirement planning event of the year, so come join me October 5th at Meydenbauer Center. Hey, it's John Curley with Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law. Rick, I love Retirement Roundtable.
John, once again, we're bringing the experts together to teach you about estate and elder planning, financial planning, reverse mortgages, 1031 exchanges, long-term care insurance, health care, senior housing, and much more.
All those experts are in one room.
Tom Koch of Talking Real Money will explain finances in good times and bad. Steve Elliott from Capstone Trust will cover fiduciary services. And Dr. Yardley is going to discuss health care versus disease care.
Retirement Roundtable is an informative and fun half-day event. So come join me and get all the facts at Retirement Roundtable on October 5th at Meydenbauer Center. It sells out every year. And right now, you can get early bird pricing. So get your tickets today at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
All righty. Hey, folks, it's 9:20 Sunday morning. That means we got about 45 minutes to talk. A little less than that, because they're going to do some commercials and that. And after that, then you can go listen to the Seahawks game. So we got a big Hawks game today. So, you know, I always look at sports, and, you know, we're not supposed to do sports metaphors and all those kind of things, but it's really not a sports metaphor. But if we look at the effort that goes into the planning process to field a football team, you know, perhaps it isn't rocket science, but it's darn right, you know, sophisticated. And the long-range planning, I mean, you look for a football game, and you've got your real-time planning that happens during the play of the game. And most of that has to be a reaction to the plan that was put in place to start the game. So when you start the game with a plan, and then after the first play, you start adjusting your plan to reality. You know, in a grand scheme, estate planning is a lot like that. You have to create a plan. When do you do that? You do it now for your situation now, for the relevant foreseeable future, maybe the next 5-10 years, perhaps, depending on your age. You should start your estate plan younger.
Yeah, as we often say, we say plan early, plan often. And the reason we say that is because you don't know when something is going to occur, especially when you're younger. I mean, you're less likely to, you know, have some sort of a sudden health event when you're younger. But, you know, there is always the potential for some sort of a tragic accident or a debilitating accident to occur. And you don't know when that's going to occur. I mean, you can't plan for that. You can't predict when that's going to happen. That's why it's so shocking when these things happen to people that are either family members or coworkers or friends. And it's just, it's can be extremely problematic when you don't have a plan in place. And that's why we tell people plan early, plan often, because you never know when some sort of an event is going to occur. Well, now, as you start to get older, you obviously need to plan. Because it's you're more likely to start having some sort of potential, you know, stroke, heart attack, cancer, you know, some sort of dementia. I mean, all of these things are just the realities of life, and you're more likely to have these things as you get older.
Well, you know, Scott, one of the things that's very interesting on this age issue, so many people just think estate planning is for the elder.
Yeah.
The old folks, whatever we are. Yeah, we need it, but 18, 19, 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds, they all need it. Prior to age 40, your probability of a significant disability or death is probably going to be due to accident. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, young people do get cancer and die of other illnesses and things like that. But I think statistically, accident is your highest probability.
Younger people are doing. They're active. They're you know, out biking. Kind of like maybe I do on occasion. They're just out doing things, you know, skiing, biking, hiking, whatever. Just
bungee
active.
Diving, paragliding, yeah. Scooping out of planes on little
trips,
wings.
Trips out of the country, you know. I mean, you always hear about situations that occur outside of the country, an auto accident or something in Mexico. I mean, those are the kinds of things that you hear about with younger people.
You know, and I know a lot of parents especially have, you know, woken up and have to have a really cold shower when they get a call from one of their children's friends who was away at college. And the friend calls them and said, you know, Susie's in the hospital. She was in a car accident. And the parents go, why don't I didn't hear it when it was happened. What's happened 4 days ago? Well, how do you know about it? And I, as a parent, don't know. Well, because of HIPAA laws, your daughter wasn't able to provide information. She didn't have planning in place. She didn't have a way for the doctors to know who to get in touch with. She just didn't know, and somehow someone posted something on Facebook. I think is you know this
no,
happened.
It happens. It happens.
This happened very in to a friend, you know, and close to my family, and it was devastating. The parents, it was almost a week before they found out that their child had been severely injured and was paralyzed in a foreign country. You know, I'm going to say close to a third world foreign country with limited capabilities. Took them almost 3 weeks to get him home. And, you know, it was just a tragedy that they did not have any means of communications. And I don't think it was that the hospital wasn't trying. They just didn't know. The fellow was unconscious. And, you know, he was away on college and on a college trip.
And it seems like a very odd gift, but a great high school graduation gift is an estate plan.
You know, and the estate plan for young people, obviously we're focusing on what happens if there's an accident or a disability. Now, there's a few young folks that have some coin, and we should probably address that as well. But what we really just need to make sure of is that for whatever age you are, that you have an appropriate plan in place for the next 5 to 10 years. If you're 65 years old and you don't have a plan, you're 50 years late. So it's time. I get asked this question, I think, Scott, every single solitary event that we do is, well, when's the best time? You know, I'm 63, I'm 68. You know, when's the best time? I said, you know, when you were 20, 18, 19.
Yeah, I mean, I can't answer any other way. It's not only that. It's the best time is you know, sometime around age 18. To deal with the potential that you have some sort of an event where your parents need You know, I mean, assuming it's your parents, you know, parents, siblings, whomever it is that you designate at age 18, the logical choice is going to be your parents, obviously, or a parent. I mean, there's another situation that can arise. A child can be in a situation where they can't stand or trust one of their parents, and so they're going to want only one of their parents to be their decision maker. That's another situation that does arise.
Yeah, well, I have situations. I've talked to young folks, and they said, you know, can't be either of my folks.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's just situations like that. But that's why it's important to have these conversations. Hey, listen, we're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, we'll take your calls at 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. Get you right online with us, and we'll have a Sunday morning chat. We'll be right back.
A lot of people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than what would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, these new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay your estate back with interest if you never use it. But most importantly, it's about having a plan. All your kids have to do is carry out your wishes. You're not a burden on them. That's why I love the advice my wife and I got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Brian's asset-based class is Friday, September 20th in Bellevue. This class is aimed at individuals and couples who have accumulated close to or more than $1 million in assets and may be considering self-funding long-term care costs in the future. Learn why that is not the best idea. Seating will be limited for this special asset-based class, September 20th in Bellevue. Reserve your spot right now. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
Retirement Roundtable is the retirement planning event of the year. So come join me October 5th at Meydenbauer Center. Hey, it's John Curley with Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law. Rick, I love Retirement Roundtable.
John, once again, we're bringing the experts together to teach you about estate and elder planning, financial planning, reverse mortgages, 1031 exchanges, long-term care insurance, health care, senior housing, and much more.
All those experts are in one room.
Tom Koch of Talking Real Money will explain finances in good times and bad. Steve Elliott from Capstone Trust will cover fiduciary services. And Dr. Yardley is going to discuss health care versus disease care.
Retirement Roundtable is an informative and fun half-day event. So come join me and get all the facts at Retirement Roundtable on October 5th at Meydenbauer Center. It sells out every year. And right now, you can get early bird pricing. So get your tickets today at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorick.
Hey, we're back. And we're live, and we would love to chat with you this morning. Our line's wide open at 800-465-8770. Because of the Seahawks game today, we're only the show's only on KTTH today. For any Cairo listeners that are infiltrating KTTH, we're going to have a replay of the show immediately following the Mariners game. So big day of sports, wrapping it up with your partner in law in Cairo. So tune in for that if you happen to be around. So listen, when we're talking about this idea of integrated estate planning and when you should start your planning, obviously you want to start your planning very young at age. And you do that for a bunch of reasons. One is the education you get out of doing it. You learn. Ask anybody who's done a proactive estate plan. They've really taken it seriously. And they decide to go in and they see the lawyer. They have their consultations. They have their discussions. They get their documents, review their documents. Then you go out and you live with them for a while. And then you come back and you test your documents. Every year you challenge yourself, you ask yourself, do I have the right people? Have there been any changes in circumstances, changes in my health, changes in my wealth? We have to kind of figure these things out. Have there been changes in the law that would impact your plan either negatively or positively? Lots of new laws in Washington are giving you more options, but you have to avail yourself of them. You have to say, hey, I'd like to be able to do that. Put that into motion, that if you ever do have that event, that disability or incapacity, whatever it is, that you've got the tools ready to go to work for you, because that's what's really important. is to say I have the right people and the right documents in place at the right time to provide the right type of care, both financially and medically. And that's just so important to have that integrated, because the fear that will ensue when you don't have that, for all the people who care about you and try to figure out, what are we going to do with dad, or what are we going to do with mom, or what are we going to do with sister? You know, all these things happen. And so we just really want to put this in place. And crisis planning is not what you want to do. Ted Hansen, one of our other associate attorneys, he heads up and takes care of most of our disability planning, Medicaid, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so much of that is crisis planning.
And crisis planning is really fraught with problems. And it can be done, but sometimes it can't as well. Because once you have a capacity type of situation, you know, crisis planning isn't an option.
Well, yeah. I mean, it, you know, so many men, guys, you know, kind of avoid estate planning because, you know, they think they're invincible. We're tough guys. Nothing's going to happen to us. Well, that's silly and that's nonsense. So we have to just all accept that, guys. So when you really want to have control, fellas, you do documents to do that. And you sit down with the attorney and you write up documents. And you write up the right kind of documents with the right type of instructions in them, granting the right types of powers, if you will. And then picking the very, very best fiduciaries, agents, trustees, executors. You must have great people in this. Many of you, sadly, may not have those great people in your family. And it's not because they're bad people. It's not because they're ignorant. It has nothing to do with that necessarily. It might, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, do they have the time, number one. Do they have the skill set, number two? If you have a $5 million estate and you own four rental properties and you own a small business and you have a couple million dollars invested and you become incapacitated and your 27-year-old child has to take over your finances and, you know, they have a checkbook with, you know, $47 left in it after payday and, they're okay, but they're a kid. They're just growing. They're coming to being. They haven't ever experienced managing that and the tax ramifications and all the different elements that go into that. It's not even fair to put them in charge. Or maybe this is where someone like Capstone Trust might come into play. Pair up your child who maybe isn't quite ready. They have the morals. They've got the integrity, the trust, the love, but not the skills. Shore them up. Give them someone with the skills as a coach. Let them train them. You can set them up to be a trainer for 2-3 years. I did that in my own estate plan. You know, my kids will have a co-trustee for a certain number of years who will provide certain types of services and guidance to the, you know, to my kids when they're managing my affairs. In that God forbidden day.
And this is what we talked about at the beginning of the show, where I made, you know, the comment that Google is not an attorney. Google hasn't gone to law school. You need to sit down and talk with an attorney about an estate plan, especially if you have a complex estate that involves a business. And a rental property is a business, ladies and gentlemen. If you've got a lot of assets that need to be managed, whether they need to be actively or passively managed, sitting down and talking with an attorney about how that is going to be done really needs to be a top priority. And, you know, we see it all the time. We see people that have small estates that either do no estate planning or they do their own estate planning, or we see people with large estates that have no estate planning or do their own estate planning. I mean, you hear about it all the time on the news. These celebrities that have these enormous estates. And they've either done no planning or they've done bad planning and they end up in litigation.
You know, Scott, on to the celebrities, I have an interesting little tidbit for folks. The ones that, you know, pass on and they're just in the news constantly. All these things going on, they're in the news constantly. Those folks did either no planning or very poor planning. And then there had been a couple that they died and not a word.
Yep.
Which estate do you want? Do you want to be plastered all over the news with your family all over the news? Now, you're not going to get the publicity that they get, but yeah, you'll get something. You know, and usually that publicity brings bad stuff, brings scammers and all kinds of things out. Or would you rather this be a private affair with your family and those that you've chosen? I think the answer is obvious. I don't know. It is to me. I don't want this public display of my life and finances and when my kids are going to get money, if they're going to get money, any family dirty laundry, we've all got it, right? Every family's got some. You don't need to drag it all through the mud. But, you know, so many folks, when you don't, a lot of these high-profile celebrity deaths are just comical to an estate planner figuring these people were incredibly wealthy, could have afforded the very finest attorneys in the land, and they end up with absolutely nothing. And it's just, you know, it's really quite bizarre. Hey, folks, we got to take a quick break. While we're out there, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. Get your tickets for Retirement Roundtable. They will be gone soon, so get them today. Do not delay. We'll be right back.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, founder of Gregrick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. yourpartnerinlaw.com.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high cost of an extended healthcare situation. A lot of people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Don't make this mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you won't become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn all about the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay your estate back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott, who's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. Brian has two classes coming up Friday, September 20th and Saturday the 21st. Seating's limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. Classes are free, and you'll even get a copy of Brian's book. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Retirement Roundtable is the retirement planning event of the year, so come join me October 5th at Meydenbauer Center. Hey, it's John Curley with Rick Gregrick, host of Your Partner in Law. Rick, I love Retirement Roundtable.
John, once again, we're bringing the experts together to teach you about estate and elder planning, financial planning, reverse mortgages, 1031 exchanges, long-term care insurance, health care, senior housing, and much more.
All those experts are in one room.
Tom Koch of Talking Real Money will explain finances in good times and bad. Steve Elliott from Capstone Trust will cover fiduciary services. And Dr. Yardley is going to discuss health care versus disease care.
Retirement Roundtable is an informative and fun half-day event. So come join me and get all the facts at Retirement Roundtable on October 5th at Meydenbauer Center. It sells out every year. And right now, you can get early bird pricing. So get your tickets today at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregrick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
All righty, we're back. This is Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregrick from law firm of Gregrick & Associates. Find us on the web at rjglegal.com, rjglegal.com. We do offer free estate and elder law consultation, so if you want to give us a call at the office, the number is 425-284-3450, 425-284-3540. That's going to get you right That's going to get you to the office on Monday, or go ahead and leave us a message over the weekend. We'll get back with you. You know, check out our website too, rjglegal.com. You can reach it directly or through yourpartnerinlaw.com. And check out all the different areas that we offer, number one, but spend some time in the estate and elder planning area and all of the different things that we have on our website. We have an estate planning library. We have a resource center. There's lots and lots of information there. Look at the information to help formulate your questions and strategies for your estate plan. It'll help get you better prepared when you talk to an attorney about how to design your estate plan. Because I think a good estate planner is really kind of like an architect. You know, they're creating a structure and a design, and then we build around that. And you're the builder kind of thing. It's your project. But a good estate plan is one that addresses all of the critical elements of your life. And each of us have different elements. You know, for me, for instance, you know, I own my own business. So, you know, that's a critical component. If you don't own your own business, you work at Microsoft or Google or Boeing or something like that, then that's a different strategy. There's going to be different taxes and things of that nature. And so we just want to make sure for each of us, we put a plan together that's about you, your family, and your stuff. Because, you know, hey, Scott and I, we work together. We do the same kind of work. We're in the same office. But our estate plans are probably pretty different. You know, number one, he's younger than I am. You know, he's not as good looking.
Mm-hmm.
That has a big factor.
That's a big
course.
Factor.
That's
right
one
there.
Of those big factors. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I have children. Scott does not have children.
Yep.
You know, those are huge differences.
And those are really huge differences because, you know, Rick has different people that are family members that he can choose to be his, you know, fiduciaries. You know, he may choose his kids. He may choose a professional fiduciary. You know, he has different options than I have. You know, I have a sibling, but I have no children. So I don't have kind of the typical logical choices that most people look to start with. And that's where someone like Capstone Investment comes in, where, you know, you have to start looking at potential fiduciaries, professionals, when you don't have those options. And there's a lot of individuals out there, both young and old, that really need to consider other options for their decision makers.
You know, it's so important. And I know we might sound like a broken record when we're talking about choosing the right people in your plan, because the wrong people will derail that thing just terrible. You know, it's, you know, not knowing what to do, when to do, how to do it. And, you know, I talked to a lot of parents about their kids and if they're going to be potential fiduciaries. And I said, well, is your son or daughter, are they the type of person that just proceeds? They just, I got an idea and I do it. Or are they one that says, I got an idea and I'm going to do a little research? Those are two different people. Now, the one that just goes out and does might get very good results. They might get very good results for themselves, but they're taking that risk for themselves with their own assets, their own money and time. Should they be taking that risk with your money? You know, that's, you know, kind of what we look at is, do we want to make sure, do we want to have that person that just does whatever they think they should do rather than researching it out to find out if it's proper or not? Because believe it or not, things that we might do for ourselves might be terribly inappropriate to do as a fiduciary for someone else. And this is where, you know, Scott, he could probably talk for days and days and days on overreaching fiduciaries or not doing the right thing or thinking they had the authority to do certain things when they didn't, or not following what we would call more prudent decision-making. You know, if you're a fiduciary acting for someone else, you can't just do what you want to do. That's not the criteria. You have to act in their best interest. And that sometimes is a difficult line to draw, don't you think, Scott?
Not only is it a difficult line to draw, number one. Number two, being a fiduciary is not a lot of fun. It is a high-stress position for individuals. It is a tough, because you have to start making decisions. And if you're in the situation where there's conflict between siblings, step-siblings, second spouses, etc., you know, and you're now a fiduciary, that's tough.
You might have to make some decisions that are downright unpopular, just like you had to make as a parent. If you're a parent, you have to make some decisions that aren't so popular. And then how do you handle those? Well, mom and dad, when setting up the estate plan, ought to anticipate, what if this conflict arises? Well, what if? How are we going to deal with that? We'll talk a little bit about that when we get back from break. And go get registered for Retirement Roundtable coming up October 5th. Go get your tickets today. Don't delay. YourPartnerInLaw.com. We'll be right back.
My dad would always say the three worst words in the English language were shoulda, coulda, and woulda. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of it have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas facing them. They're not proactive. You didn't take care of the will. You didn't take care of the trust. They didn't do what was needed to do when it came to real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregorick. Rick Gregorick is my estate planner. I sat down with Rick, explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or a charitable trust, real estate or taxes. It is so complicated. You've got to rely on an expert like Rick, who is so kind and knowledgeable about all of it. So be proactive. Take control of your life now. You can schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick, my estate planner, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
A lot of people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than what would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, these new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay your estate back with interest if you never use it. But most importantly, it's about having a plan. All your kids have to do is carry out your wishes. You're not a burden on them. That's why I love the advice my wife and I got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Brian's asset-based class is Friday, September 20th in Bellevue. This class is aimed at individuals and couples who have accumulated close to or more than $1 million in assets and may be considering self-funding long-term care costs in the future. Learn why that is not the best idea. Seating will be limited for this special asset-based class, September 20th in Bellevue. Reserve your spot right now. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
Retirement Roundtable is the retirement planning event of the year. So come join me October 5th at Meydenbauer Center. Hey, it's John Curley with Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law. Rick, I love Retirement Roundtable.
John, once again, we're bringing the experts together to teach you about estate and elder planning, financial planning, reverse mortgages, 1031 exchanges, long-term care insurance, health care, senior housing, and much more.
All those experts are in one room.
Tom Koch of Talking Real Money will explain finances in good times and bad. Steve Elliott from Capstone Trust will cover fiduciary services. And Dr. Yardley is going to discuss health care versus disease care.
Retirement Roundtable is an informative and fun half-day event. So come join me and get all the facts at Retirement Roundtable on October 5th at Meydenbauer Center. It sells out every year. And right now, you can get early bird pricing. So get your tickets today at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's YourPartnerInLaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorick.
Wow, that doesn't wake you up Sunday morning. I don't know what will. Oh, I know, a Seahawks game coming up. Okay. That's over on Cairo, and got Dory and the whole crew over there talking it up. So big game for the Hawks today. So that we talked earlier a little bit about, you know, the planning and everything that a football team or any professional sports team goes through. They've got the long range planning for, you know, where's the team going to be in 10 years? They've got, what are we going to do this year, and how are we going to do on the draft? How are we going to draft people and put the team together, and how are we going to take it from 100 down to 53? And then people get hurt and subbing in and out, and the game plan for the day. Now, you know, our estate planning is a whole lot less difficult than that.
but it has all those same types of elements. And what we have to realize is whatever plan we put in place, we need to monitor it, evaluate it over time, update it, you know, for changes in circumstances, changes in health or wealth, changes in family status. Boy, that, you know, sometimes that is a biggie. And then just as we age, taxes, all these things need to be watched very carefully over time. And, you know, one of the fears is, well, estate planning and lawyers were expensive. Well, lawyers aren't cheap. Good ones are less cheap than other ones. Okay. It's not that. It's a matter of what value are you getting. You must look at your estate planning in terms of value. You don't go to Costco for an estate plan. God, I love Costco. I used to ask anybody. I love Costco. But when I go there, I'm buying goods that are basically commodities. If I buy a shirt at Costco and it's a certain brand and I go into Macy's, I can buy sometimes that exact same brand and just pay more. So if the things are identical, it doesn't matter, you know, where I buy it. One is less than the other. We're all familiar with that. So I'm going to get the one with the best value. Unfortunately, when we get into personal services, we no longer have commodities. It isn't a one size fits all. You have to start doing some individual design. There is absolutely no possible way you can have the generic estate plan that you just, oh, I'll put my name on the top of the document and I'm all good. Scott, you know, how many times over the years, and you probably can't even count anymore, have you had a case because of a failed power of attorney, because it was drafted improperly or wrong state, or problems.
So these are the failed powers of attorney are probably in the world of estate litigation, probably the number one document that is litigated. I think much more so than wills and trusts. Trusts sometimes are kind of tied into powers of attorney, but powers of attorney really are commonly litigated. And there's a couple issues that have arise just in general terms with powers of attorney. And one is it just doesn't work. Okay. We run into that where it wasn't done properly. The boxes that needed to be checked weren't checked. It's missing the initials next to something, or it simply just didn't have the powers that it needed to have. The other is that the individual that holds that power of attorney is the wrong choice. Oftentimes that is a family situation where a child has been chose or a spouse has been chose. I know that seems kind of a surprise, but sometimes a spouse is not the right choice, especially if you're in a second relationship. That can be a problem. The other issue that arises with powers of attorney is lack of a successor. Okay. Sometimes people will go ahead and they'll put together their power of attorney and it would work for their situation, but the problem is that the individual that they've designated is unavailable, unwilling, deceased.
Well, you know, Scott, most common thing we see is husband and wife, they name each other, and they don't name anyone else. And the most common excuse is, well, our kids were minors at the time.
Yeah, so we run into that.
The mom and dad are in the car together.
So what we were going to talk about earlier, we'll bring it full circle here, and going back to the analogy, the quarterback. You know, these football teams, they plan for the future, as Rick was talking about earlier in the show. But what happens when your quarterback is not available? Your quarterback gets injured. Whatever. Who do you choose? Well, you can have, in a properly drafted estate plan, you can have mechanisms in your estate plan to designate successors. Okay? Oftentimes, the way that these will work is they'll have a couple successors that are known individuals, and then you'll have a professional or the person that put together your plan, oftentimes the attorney, will be a trust protector, or they will have some form of authority in your documentation to designate successors to be able to address that issue. And so these are the kinds of mechanisms that can be built into estate plans, these safety mechanisms that can be built into estate plans in order to address the what-ifs, to address the unforeseen, to address in a way is foreseeable, but not anticipated or desired. And so there are fixes for these things, But again, this comes back to what we've been talking about the whole show, is sitting down and talking with an attorney and really getting a plan together that is appropriate for your situation.
Well, Scott, let's follow up, too, on your quarterback and your backup quarterback.
I thought you might like
that.
You
know, they say being a backup quarterback is one of the most difficult jobs on the team. And it's so difficult because they hardly ever play, but yet they must practice every day, every week, to be prepared to go in.
And when they go in, they have to go in instantly.
They have to go in and start playing immediately. How do we maybe bring that back to our own lives and our estate plan? Well, that might begin with what we call the family meeting. Start training your fiduciaries, your agents. If it's going to be your children, that's the predominant choice. It's not a bad choice. It's the predominant choice, but we need to make sure we're choosing wisely. But maybe how about some training? How about some, you know, letting people understand who you are, what you have, how did you acquire what you have? What does it mean to you? You know, how should they be managing these things? Because you have an opportunity. We all have an opportunity to pass along to the next generation's valuable lessons. More than just money. That's the legacy we talk about, the lessons and all those types of things. And I think, you know, most of you do a pretty good job in certain areas. But when we want to talk about finances and the family wealth, if you will, or maybe lack thereof, but how do we deal with this? Whatever the reality is, we need to be able to deal with it. And I find in my practice that those families who are really kind of planned together, intergenerational planning, maybe grandma and grandpa started, and then it's mom and dad, and then the kids, great-grandkids. We have 3- and 4-generation families in our firm. It's amazing how well they get along over time. I mean, I've had introductory meetings with 3 or 4 siblings with their parents where the first meeting was downright uncomfortable for everyone. But we laid some groundwork. We put in place some things and duties and responsibilities for everyone. And you know what? Over time, everything coalesces and it comes back together and it ends up working. Folks, I sincerely want to see you out at Retirement Roundtable, October 5th, Meidenbauer Center. Your price of admission includes your parking. It includes your lunch, some refreshments in between, and just a great day of learning. You can leave your checkbook at home. Nobody's going to be selling anything. So, folks, we'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorek. AvantInfo newsletters and Your Partner in Law podcast can all be found at yourpartnerinlaw.com. To schedule an appointment with Rick Gregorek, call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free Partner in Law event, visit yourpartnerinlaw.com. Tune in next Sunday morning at 9 to Your Partner in Law with your host, Rick Gregorek. Simulcast on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.